4 nights here.
I'm Adam Richmond, culinary traveler and gastronaut, and you are feasting your ears on Knockout Radio. Who wants a knuckle sandwich?
All right, we are back coming to you live from Torta
That's
Pizza.
That's an epic liner.
Well, I know, but the softball that I threw is there's a Dick Vitale liner somewhere.
But Adam Richmond, you know, at the Taste of the NFL, super cool event, super cool guy.
All right, so I could have gone to Fight Island. I really didn't want to go for the entire week and all that, or entire month.
True.
Now's when I wished I would have been there, because there's one event left. You could get the whole thing in. But we have somebody on the line right now out there. And Fight Island fights this Saturday. We appreciate Tanner Bowser staying up, but you guys are trying to stay on a kind of different schedule out there, right?
Yeah, that's correct. So right now it's just after 11 p.m., but because I fight at 2 to 3 a.m. local time here, in order for it to play on, you know, primetime television in North America, your 5 p.m. type thing, I'm fighting late at night. So instead we are going to bed at something like 7 in the morning and waking up around the 5 p.m. mark, just to try and shift the schedule. So it's not like you would have been up for an entire day and maybe your body's getting tired by time it's time to fight. So right now it's the middle of the day for me, I guess.
Did you start doing that once you got there? And I'm going to assume a huge advantage to being the last fight on Fight Island than being the first one.
I did start as soon as I got here. I got on schedule for that immediately. No issues on my end. I don't know if there's an advantage between the last fight on Fight Island and the first fight on Fight Island. I don't really think so. It's common sense. Probably people have been doing that since the start.
Yeah, I would assume, though, it's still a little difficult. Your body is used to, you know, the whatever time. I mean, staying up all night. It's got to be tough. What do you do? Just watch TV?
Yeah, I sit around. There's not a lot we can do. There's a very small sliver of the island we're allowed to explore called the safe zone, but there's not a lot beyond the hotel that we're allowed to go see and do besides the beach with the octagon on it. So, yeah, it's just a lot of sitting around, doing your training every day, and waiting. Fight week is always that. It's just waiting.
Looking forward to, obviously, the fight on Saturday, I'm assuming. How cool was it? How, I don't know if cool is the right word. You just recently fought. There's guys that are still waiting to fight to get that call. We want you back in the octagon. We want you back in action.
Yeah, well, the guys that are still waiting and have been waiting a long time, I'm sure there's circumstances regarding every one of them that aren't common throughout all of them, but I think a lot of guys just need to accept fights. That's the secret to getting a fight, accept the fight. So yeah, I got a call to take this fight on a week and a half notice, so I took it,
which I like. And as media covering this sport, I think I told you longer than probably anybody, you know, in America. I remember being at UFC 11. I remember covering UFC 1. That's what it's all about, you know, is always being ready, always being prepared for that phone ringing, right?
I guess so. Yeah, it's part of it. I mean, the thing is, it's a back-to-back payday. So no matter what, that's important to me. It allows you to get ahead a little bit, maybe. So I got a new contract on the heels of accepting this fight, and I mean, I had a 2-week quarantine when I got back to Canada after my last fight in Vegas at the UFC Apex. So I did everything I could in the 3 days before we flew again to fight to try and whip myself back into shape, and yeah, I'm ready to go. At least I'm as ready as she's gonna get, so just time to let her buck.
So speaking of Canada, the Toronto Blue Jays announced that they're not gonna allow their players to come back and forth to hotbeds in America.
Not just their players, they're not allowing back and forth. They want a bubble situation.
But the hockey NHL has a different policy. They're allowing their players. So, you know, which sport do you follow, and which one are you a bigger fan of up there in Canada?
Between hockey and baseball, I'm more of a fan of hockey.
It's Canadian. What did you? Well, of course it's hockey.
Well, then why do they have baseball?
Well, some people still play baseball.
Exactly. Exactly. Did you play any other sports growing up? And you're still much younger than me, but as you were growing up?
Yeah, I did, actually. I played soccer.
Wow.
I played football in high school, and When I was a kid, I played baseball too, actually, but I never played hockey.
I ask athletes this all the time. You know, you're in elementary school, you're in junior high, whatever. When did you decide this is a direction that you wanted to go, that you wanted to punch and get punched for a living?
I think I started to think that I might want to do it when I was getting towards the end of high school is when I really started watching UFC a lot and started a little bit thinking that MMA might be something I wanted to try or do.
Was there any particular fight or fighter that, you know, as you're watching, you're like, hey, I like that. I think I can. I want to be like that. You know,
yeah, actually, Lyoto Machida was that guy. I did karate growing up from when I was 11 to when I was about 19. So I was a karate guy, and I saw Machida go through, and they dubbed that the Machida era, and he was untouchable for a second there. And I think it was Lyoto Machida where I was like, you know what, I think maybe I could do that, which obviously I don't fight that much like Machida, but that was the guy initially that I looked up to.
Interesting style. That's what brought you in, but your style's a little different. Let's get out there. Let's get to it. And let's knock the guy out in the first round.
That happened recently once. It's been a long time since I got a first round knockout. That's what's in everybody's head. It's fresh. Everybody thinks I'm this power striker all of a sudden, when if you had asked somebody 2 months ago, people would have said, oh, Tanner's boring. He always goes to decision. So yeah, that is what is in everybody's mind right now, is that I'm a guy who's going to get the first round knockout. So, I mean, hey, I hope that's the case again. You can't ask for a better result than that, but if it's not, so be it. I'm good wherever the fight goes, and I'm good for 15 minutes if it comes to that too.
Well, you know, like the saying goes, it's, you know, what have you done for me lately? And that's what people remember. And so, yeah, now the pressure's on you. Everybody's expecting a first round KO.
Sure.
Pressure's on me. Doesn't matter. Pressure's not on me. I don't care. I'm getting a paycheck, man. I'm coming here. I get to fight. If I win, it doubles my paycheck. My pressure's not on to impress anybody. I don't care.
Right.
All I can control is getting my win bonus. And I mean, he can control that too. He's got the same plan as me. So I just got to come in here and beat this guy, however it may be. I don't really care about the pressure that I'm coming off a highlight reel win. I doubt I'm going to be able to top that right now. So, I mean, well, we'll see.
We will we'll wait for that and see on Saturday. What is the craziest, strangest thing that's ever happened to you in the middle of a fight? Daydream? I mean, there's a couple stories that I normally throw out that people have told us. Anything that comes to mind that's just like just strange in the middle of a fight that you would think of or look at or do?
In the middle of a fight? Not really. I mean, sometimes you have a weird thought. I remember when I was fighting Bakayev in England, we were against the cage, and I looked down, I think, to stomp his foot, and he was missing a toe, like missing a toe on his foot. And in my head, just for that second, I'm like, oh, that's weird. This guy's missing his big toe. Like that was something, I guess. I once, early on in my career, I saw my brother in my corner look at me, put his hands up exasperatedly, and punch his hand as if to say, what are you doing? You're on top of him. Just hit him. And I did, and then I won the fight. I remember hearing my brother one time in the crowd yelling at me. He yelled, Tanner, no, because I was getting hammered on. And that I was like, oh, yeah, no, I'm fine. And I got up. I was able to win that fight as well when I was in a bad position. So there's a few things, but I think the weirdest one is definitely the toe thing, would be the weirdest thought.
I think the toe is not going to go into one of those stories when I'm asking. And normally the one that I bring up is, and I don't remember who the fighter was, he said he was fighting Dennis Seaver. And as the fight was going on, his corner is talking to Dennis in German, because they're from Germany. Yeah. And he said that for about 6 seconds, he started to watch in his brain. What's the movie?
Inglourious Bastards.
Inglourious Bastards. And he caught himself watching a movie in the back of his brain in the middle of a fight. But I think missing the toe is now going to move right up there with that.
That's good. Yeah, that's interesting. You do have to really keep yourself in check. Sometimes you have a thought that isn't appropriate for the time. Like you start to go into an autopilot and you catch yourself. I think that Inglourious Bastards one would be along those lines, although that's extreme. That's hilarious. But sometimes you start to be like, oh yeah, this fight's going good. and you start to just kind of go into this autopilot and you have to shake it off. You're like, no, we're here. B, you got to focus in, figure it out. Like, you can't let yourself get complacent. I think sometimes when that happens is when bad things will happen to you.
So Tanner, you have the ability to locate your brother's voice in a loud crowd. Do you need a crowd to hype yourself up for this? Are you okay
Hopefully
with the way
not,
it is?
Because there won't be one Saturday.
Right? But is that is it going to be easier for you?
It doesn't matter to me either way. I'm pretty good wherever, however, man. It's reminiscent of a hard sparring session. When you spar, you don't have a crowd. Last fight, there was no crowd, and I liked it. So I really, it really isn't going to bother me at all. No, it is what it is, and I'm here to fight the guy. It doesn't matter if there's a crowd or not a crowd.
Saturday night for us, early Sunday morning for you. As the fans are tuning in, what can they expect to see? What should they be looking forward to seeing when you step foot back in the octagon?
Well, it's a heavyweight fight, so you know it has the potential to end at the blink of an eye. Everybody's hands got an off switch on it. So, I mean, I'm gonna show up, and I'm gonna be a technical fast heavyweight. And my weight I didn't gain any weight. As a matter of fact, I'm probably the same weight or less than I was last fight. So I'm going to come in there and look to put on a little bit of that movement and volume striking that I have been known for. And Basso is going to come and he's going to look to try and knock my head off. So it should be an entertaining one.
Should be a good one. Tanner, thank you very much. Try to get through the night watching TV or doing whatever you're going to be doing. We're going to put you on hold real quick. We're going to get your address and we're going to send you out some 8-man strong swag for coming on and talking to us. And hopefully we can get you back on again.
All right, cool, man. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Appreciate your time, Tanner Boser. Back in the octagon on Saturday night. Looking forward to it.
The real question was he heavyweight championship weight when he was playing soccer? That's 255 pounds of man coming down the pitch.
Well, you know, and what's funny is when he said that, Sean, you know, played high school soccer.
Right.
And Sean's a big boy, too.
He is.
Played goalie. And, all right, that's fine. I'll take care of it. You're right. I'll need to get Tanner's information.
Okay.
Because he was on Skype.
Okay.
So I used to have this drill that I knew nothing about soccer. I don't even like soccer. So he's playing goal, and I made him run around the net three times. And then as he almost got in front of the net on the third time, I would drill a ball.
Okay.
Just for his reaction. Right. It was just another way for me to abuse him, I guess. You know, but he's my son, so I'm allowed. All right, let's hit this break. I'll get Tanner's address. We'll mail him some stuff.
Awesome.
And Dave Feldman coming up next. He is your president of BKFC. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
John Owen, you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Do you know the difference between jacaranda and a palm? How about what is lethal bronzing and how to stop it? Can you trim a 30-foot rubber tree and know how to clean your equipment after? I answered no to these and many more about the trees in my yard and how to take care of them. Luckily, I know the great guys at Tree Impressions of Florida, and they do. After one call to Tree Impressions of Florida, and I'm ready for hurricane season, or at least my yard will be. Don't wait until it's too late. Call Tree Impressions of Florida today at 727-263-9291. You need tree trimming and removal? Watch how they clean up after. Just as impressive as the tree work in itself. Call Tree Impressions of Florida at 727-263-9291 and have one less thing to worry about before the next storm.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yo, maniacs! Hulk Hogan here, the greatest of all time, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. So what you gonna do?
Hi, we're back at 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio broadcast. This is all getting typed up going in. That ain't good. I don't know why that happened. Let me turn that off.
The goat of goats come out of the break.
Goats of goats. We would have to.
The goat of goats.
I don't know if he's the goat of goats.
What do you call a goat of goats?
I don't even know if he's the goat.
Shepherd.
I don't even know if he's the goat.
Call him the shepherd.
I don't even know if he's the goat.
He is the goat.
So I did some. I jumped on the Google Meister the other day because I found some stuff in my storage unit. You know, I've told you before I was a former bat boy of the St. Louis Cardinals, and I found a Tito Landrum bat.
Okay.
Tito and I, we were friendly.
Right.
He played for the St. Pete Cardinals, and he also worked at Montgomery Ward's while he played in the jewelry department. And I used to go over there and hang out. We would just talk and whatever. So I found the bat, made me do some research, and he played with Randy. Macho Man.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, you know, as I did some Googling and stuff, and then I also found out, and I'm going to reach out to him, that he's like a therapist in New York. And I'd love to just reconnect and see what's going on.
Get a session in.
So BKFC President David Feldman right around the corner. We are trying to get a hold of him. And I feel like I'm going to get beat up.
Why?
Just so you know. So Tanner Bowser was just on.
Okay.
Seemed like a really good dude.
Yeah.
And it's the first time, it's the first time that I've like ended a Skype call in the middle of the show.
Right.
Because normally we do everything by phone.
Sure.
So I went to text him. I was talking to the station. I went to a different blah, 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 blah. So then he put on the Skype call, you know, in the chat. Are we all good? Am I good to go? Whatever. And I said, yeah, thank you for your time. And then when I hit the hang up, it says, whatever my name on Skype is, just kicked out Tanner Bowser out of chat.
Oh, you kicked him out.
I didn't know that's what it was going to say.
Wow.
Right? So it says I kicked him out.
That's not a guy you want to kick anyway.
Well, we're both heavyweights, but I'm sure that it's going to get really ugly.
His 255 looks a lot different.
Yeah, for sure. All right, back in action, the squared circle. We just talked to I want to call it Fantasy Island, but it's Fight Island. This weekend, BKFC gets back in action. We had Ike Valley Flag on last week.
We had
some other fighters on, welcoming back to the program. He's slowly approaching Tito Ortiz as the most
guest appearance. Yeah.
He's getting close, and that's the president of BKFC, Dave Feldman. David, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great, man. How are you guys?
not too bad. So update us. It's been so long since the last event. We're only a couple days out. I'm sure it was like riding a bike, right? You're used to doing it, all's falling back in place.
Not this one, Randy, not this one. You would think, I mean, the COVID restrictions and everything, that were all the hoops we're having to jump through is making this event very, very difficult, but we're getting through it, and we're going to put it on, and it's going to be a phenomenal event. And I think a lot of the fights on the card are going to be just amazing to watch, and just really excited to get back in action, get the fighters fighting and paid, and get the staff paid, and, you know, get this thing going.
I don't know if you can or you want to go into details. You know, you kind of texted me something and I wasn't going to even touch on it. What are the issues? Everybody, you know, knew, you know, about being tested, you know, making sure that the, you know, everything COVID wise is taken care of. What are some last minute hoops that you guys have had to go through?
It's just really the unknown, and in every jurisdiction, things are constantly changing. That's, you know, that's really what it is. It's constant change. So you're prepared for this. You prepare for this obstacle. You know you have to coronavirus test the guys. You know you have to quarantine them. You know everything that you have to do, and then something else pops up. And, you know, that's just what we have to deal with. I mean, we're in a crazy time right now in the world, and everybody's jumping through hoops, and we are too. So we're doing what we have to do to get it done. It's nothing specific, just so many different things are popping up all the time. And, you know, I don't know if we're definitely the first, but I'm pretty sure we're either the first or one of the first combat sporting events in the country to have actually have live fans here. So that's pretty amazing for us. So we have some, you know, very, very, very limited attendance, doing everything we're supposed to do, social distancing, temperature checks, the whole nine yards. But we will have some live fans in the audience, and we're excited about that.
So you guys should have taken something out of MLB and did the same thing with the poster board cutouts, where fans could have bought a board to put in a seat like they're there.
That's actually a really, really good idea. But you know what I really like, as you know, you've been to almost every one of our events, the ambiance. I mean, the people get really, really excited about our events. So to have the crowd being able to scream a little bit, I think it adds a little bit more to the event. Again, dealing with all the everything that's all the restrictions and everything that we have to do to make sure that everybody is safe, and, you know, and the whole nine yards of this whole entire COVID-19 pandemic that's going on, we're doing everything we're supposed to do, but take that out of it. It's just great to be able to get back and to have some fans there to watch it. Just, you know, there's been nothing going on. There's been nothing to really do, and now some of these guys can actually come out, and girls come out and watch the play. So we're excited about that. And, you know, we jumped through every hoop we had to jump through, and here we are. We're 2 days away from our first event post-pandemic or during pandemic, post the beginning of the pandemic, and we're ready to get back in action. We got some really, really cool things. And I'm going to drop something on you next week, so I'm probably going to be your most active guest, because next week I would definitely want to come on, because I got to drop some big news to you. So I can't do that today because the deal's not signed, but it's going to be signed any day. And this one surely will have everybody saying, how did BKFC do that?
You know, let's go back for a second. I appreciate that. Obviously, I can't wait to have you back on next week to break, you know, the news. You know,
it's funny that you mentioned the name, though. I just want to say one more thing before you go. I'm sorry. You did mention the name at the beginning, Tito Ortiz, and he's someone that we're definitely interested in, and we're actually talking to him right now, so, you know, we'll see what happens with that. I know he's under contract with Combate, but we're trying to work something out to move him over for at least one fight.
All right. Do me a favor, Matt, and remind me to text Tito during the break.
I absolutely will.
Because I'll forget by the time we get there. But, you know, the thing I wanted to throw out, and attaboy, and a good job to you, Dave, and the team, is something that you just mentioned. You know, people forget that when you don't work, you're not making money. And by you having this event and getting, you know, back to as normal as you can, like you said, your staff's getting paid. But fighters who only get paid when they fight or only get paid when they train and the gyms are closed, this is a big deal, not just for fans to watch in person and we're going to talk about the app in a second, but for the fighters to make some money as well. And it's very, very important.
Very important.
No, absolutely, Randy. Look, man, it gets people to a sense of normality. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, it's hard enough what's going on, but it gives them a little sense of normality that they get to get back in action, albeit things are going to be so much different, but they get to get back in action. Once they get in that square circle, there's nothing different. They're going to toe the line, and they're going to fight with their bare knuckles, and they're going to have some great fights. So there's not going to be anything different about the actual fight. Just leading up to that first, you know, toe to line or knuckle up that Big Dan's going to say, that's, you know, it's just a sense of normality. Like I said, I mean, how many times have we sat in our house? I mean, I've seen so many things you posted about what you were doing, but how many times you sit in the house and you're like, what's next? What do we do next? Well, now, you know what? We're giving some of these guys something to do. Some of the fans get to come out. And like I said, the staff, we've taken care of our staff. I proudly say that we've taken care of our staff the entire pandemic. We have not let anybody down. Some of the fighters, we have actually helped them out as well. So we did everything that we could do, as we're not making any money, but we did what we could do. And to get out of that, even temporarily for Friday night, it's going to be amazing for the fighters, the staff, and the fans.
Is there any truth to the rumor that I'm about to start, that's supposed to be funny for both of you, that Isaac Valley Flag accepted the fight before you even called him?
I think he did. You know, I really take my hat off to Isaac. He's always been a guy that you just call him up and he wants to fight. And look, a little over two weeks, Jim Allers is out and we're looking for somebody. And I said, look, he's undefeated. Let's call him. We called him. Yep. Okay. No problem. And that's it. Not how much, not where, not anything. Yeah. So I talked to his manager and we worked the whole thing out, and take my hat off to him. You know, it's going to be a great fight. I mean, these are two guys that don't know how to back up, and they're going to have a tremendous fight, and it's going to be for the inaugural 155-pound BKFC World Championship, and we're really excited about that. And it's going to be a great night. I'm so excited just to get back. I don't know if you can hear it, but I'm just excited to get back and, you know, get to do the things that we really love to do, and this is what we love to do. So we're back, and, you know, we have so many things that we're going to be doing in the near future to really advance the sport.
The final thing on Isaac, and then I want to ask you about the app where people will be able to watch, is when I asked him about the belt, he said he would have taken the fight no matter what. The belt is just an added, yes, taking the belt home will be awesome, but just being able to get back in there and doing the same thing, getting back to what is normal, you know, for him and for us, of getting in the fight, and I think that said a lot about him, so I'm looking forward to that. Talk to me about one of your most recent breaking news, the app, and how people can watch on Friday.
Yeah, we have our own app right now. We're going to do most of our live content on there. We are going to do a couple shows on a different platform, which we're going to announce that on Friday. It's going to be a really, really amazing thing for us, and it's going to shock a lot of people as well, as we normally do, because people are just waiting for us to go away. But guess what? We're not going away. The Bare Knuckle TV app. You can watch this fight live and free. And you can watch all of our entire library of all the 10 fights in the past, our shoulder programming, our interviews, anything that we've done that we've posted anywhere. It's all available on the Bare Knuckle TV app. You can download that at the App Store, Android, wherever else you download it on. I don't even know every place it's available. But you can download that app and watch the fight for free Friday night, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Isaac Valley Flag versus Luis Palomino for the BKFC World Championship. 155-pound, and then some tremendous fights in the undercard. But the Bare Knuckle TV app, it's going to be amazing.
The difference between you, Dave, and we all know this, and the guy sitting across from me, Matt McClellan, Matt would have started the interview by saying this about himself. You didn't. I know the only way that it's going to be brought up is if I bring it up. I understand big things happened in New York at the Bare Knuckle Hall of Fame.
Yeah, absolutely. We were, inducted into the Hall of Fame. It was a great thing to be inducted. It's a tremendous honor to be amongst guys like John L. Sullivan and stuff like that. That where this thing started out. But it was an amazing thing. And like I said, we're just this. Everything that's happening is like sometimes we're like, pinch me. Is this real? Because we've worked so hard. I don't know if you saw my Facebook post. From my Facebook post about 2 weeks ago, I had a memory from 10 years ago. It was a 10-year-ago memory where it said bare knuckle fighting coming soon, because I thought I had a date that was going to say yes, and they didn't. But that's okay. That just reminded me how long I've been working on this thing for 10 years, and now here we are. We're talking to some of the biggest names in combat sports, and we're talking to some of the biggest platforms in combat sports. So we've come a long way. The team is fantastic. The team I have assembled now is great. The support we get from guys like you, Randy, is just amazing. And we're just happy to be where we're at. We're really, truly happy to be in the place we're at, but we're not content. We're not content at all. We're not going to be content until we become a legitimate major player in combat sports, and I think that's not too far off.
I agree with you 100%. I'm proud to be involved with you. I'm proud of you and the accomplishments that you've done. Congratulations on being inducted into the Bare Knuckle Hall of Fame. Looking forward to Friday, and I can't wait for next week at 3:15 in the BKFC official segment for your next breaking news.
Awesome, awesome. Well, thanks again for having me, and we can't wait to get Matt in the square circle.
Oh, he wants to.
I do for that belt. That new belt's sweet, Dave.
That belt is beautiful, man. It's beautiful. It was funny. Luis Palomino, he commented on our Instagram post. It was funny. He said, there is such thing as love at first sight. That's the first time he saw the belt, so it was amazing.
I do want to say this before I let you go. When Matt does get in the squared circle, I'm going to ask. I haven't asked for a whole lot of favors from you. I want to make sure that I'm in his opponent's corner.
There you go. You got it, Randy. You got it. Awesome. Hey, really, thank you so much for the continued support. I really do appreciate everything you guys do. Thank you for having me. And, you know, everybody tune in, Bare Knuckle TV app this Friday night, 9 p.m. Eastern time, for some of the best night of action of fist fighting that you're ever going to see.
And we're going to do some contests. Dave's going to send us some hats and shirts to give away. Dave, as always, thank you very much for your time. And you know I'll text you on Friday.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Randy. Bye-bye.
Congrats, buddy.
Take care. That is your president of BKFC. Just got inducted up there in New York. I wished I could have been there, but this whole pandemic thing is just insanity. And
sure,
good things happen to good people. Good things happen to bad people as well.
Of course.
Don't get me wrong.
Sure.
But I'm very happy for him. He has busted his arse.
A decade in the making.
Good dude. I can't wait for Friday. And, you know, I don't root, but Isaac is a good dude. Palm is a good dude as well. And you like how I flew through that?
Oh, yeah. Without much damage, you're good.
It's all good. All right, let's go hit a break. When we come back, we'll reach out to Dave Manley.
Dave Manley.
Not only are we going to give away some BKFC product, in the next week or two, we're going to give away the next edition of MMA Bobblehead.
I love that guy.
Dave Manley. Well, I'm turning your mic off because you're not talking to him. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Baseball Hall of Famer Wade Boggs. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Do you know the difference between jacaranda and a palm? How about what is lethal bronzing and how to stop it? Can you trim a 30-foot rubber tree and know how to clean your equipment after? I answered no to these and many more about the trees in my yard and how to take care of them. Luckily, I know the great guys at Tree Impressions of Florida, and they do. After one call to Tree Impressions of Florida, and I'm ready for hurricane season, or at least my yard will be, don't wait until it's too late. Call Tree Impressions of Florida today at 727-263-9291. You need tree trimming and removal? Watch how they clean up after. Just as impressive as the tree work in itself. Call Tree Impressions of Florida at 727-263-9291 and have one less thing to worry about before the next storm.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is John Smoltz from the Atlanta Braves, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back, and you were sort of right. Okay, so that we're watching Cole Miller fighting in Augusta,
Georgia.
Right.
Representing American Top Team, tap out.
Are you sure it said Augusta?
That's what I said on the TV screen.
Could it have said Austin? You think it's possible it said Austin?
It could have been.
Yeah, seeing that, I don't think he fought in Augusta.
No?
Yeah.
Was Augusta UFC 11?
Yeah.
Have they ever been back since then?
Not only do I not think they've been back, but I don't think he was alive at UFC 11. I'm just saying.
But he was, look, this was before the Reebok deal, so they're all individual.
Well, I understand that. You know, he fought in, and we're going to go to the phone lines in a second. Dave Manley standing by. 06. Okay.
06.
Well, I'm just saying that, throwing it out. 06, okay. He fought. That would have been, well, that wasn't even the UFC yet. His first UFC was 07, which would have been the Ultimate Fighter. So give me a number here. UFC 86.
Okay.
That's about when he got involved.
Got it.
Augusta, okay. UFC 11 was 11, not 86. Right. All right.
Anybody wearing a gi to the octagon anymore? Is that banned now with the Reebok deal?
Well, it's pajamas. You're not allowed to wear pajamas.
Do you wear pajamas? The whole sport was started with pajamas.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. A couple teases, announcements, not till Friday. We're going to do a contest as well. A lot of cool stuff in the makings with our good friend from MMA Bobblehead, Dave Manley. Dave, how are you?
Randy Harris, Naked Pizza Man. How you guys doing?
What's up, buddy?
What's happening? You know what, on that Cole Miller note really quick, I think I was asking Bruce Buffer one time, how did you start the fist bump thing in the cage? And if I'm not mistaken, I think he said Cole Miller was the very first one to reach out and give Bruce Buffer the fist bump as he was announcing them.
Wow.
I can't.
So that's a little tidbit there. But I have one quick thing to say before we start talking about the bobbleheads. And this is going to Naked Pizza Man. Naked Pizza Man, Tanner Bowser from Canada. You asked him what sport he liked more, baseball or hockey? Are you kidding me, man? You can't ask a Canadian what sport he likes better than hockey. Hockey is a religion up there.
Baseball team of all time. Tim Raines was a legend, my childhood hero.
First of all, Tim Raines is a friend of mine.
And the Expos were the greatest franchise of baseball.
Tim Raines is from Sanford, Florida. He's not from Montreal, Canada.
If you grow up in Canada, that's all you know is hockey. You know, the first time I went up to Canada, I tuned in the 6 o'clock local news there. They let off with, like, the Pee Wee League news of hockey. It's like, what the hell is this? Hockey's a religion.
Dave, I've told you privately. I've told you publicly. I've told you what a tool bag this guy is. I mean, I...
No, he hasn't, Naked Peace. No, he's lying. You're great. You just didn't know.
The Cole Miller bobblehead with him wearing the gi to the octagon with the fist bump. It would be
they should bring that back, though, man. The gis, the walking in with the gis, that's a classic move. So very retro.
Well, let's be honest. The whole back then was retro. I mean, I'd like, as we're watching, literally one of my brothers on right now fighting Cole Miller, George Gergel.
Jorge.
It's not Jorge, you moron. One of my proudest moments, Dave, and we're just going to talk for a while before we talk bobbleheads. One of my proudest moments is I did some jiu-jitsu training in Rio, Brazil, wearing the George Gergel gi. And to me, it was like one of my biggest honors was to wear a gi that he sent me as I trained with David Vieira in Rio. So when I say he's my brother from another mother, he most definitely is. So
that is nice. Randy, you're chock full of stories, man. I'd love just to sit fireside chat with Randy Harris and just listen to him talk. It's like, you know, like the old days when he used to sit around the radio. Randy's got the best stories.
I have a couple that I can tell on the air, and I have just as many I can't tell off the air either. But, anytime, let's get together. You know, we can have a great time. We can talk bobblehead futures. We can talk some stories of the past, some things I'm about to do that may be good or bad. But you're about ready to make an announcement on Friday.
I am, Randy. I am. I'm 2 days away from announcing bobblehead number 11. Can you believe that? We first met when I just first started everything, and now we're at bobblehead number 11. It's really, seriously, Randy, and I'm not joking around, it's a dream come true. I mean, for a guy like me, a massive MMA fan just like you guys, to come up with just an idea in my office and leaning back in my chair and asking myself, can I make this work, to fast forward me making the legends of the sport and coming out with bobblehead number 11. I have 12, 13, 14, 15 on deck, and they're all, you know, arguably Mount Rushmore type MMA athletes. It is really a dream come true. But yes, I'm releasing bobblehead number 11 this Friday. I couldn't be more excited about this one because this pose is one of the classic MMA poses that everybody knows. It's really, really exciting to share this with everyone.
Before we talk about your Instagram, and you put a photo out, we're going to talk about that in a second. You know, and I want to be careful how I word this, because everybody does everything for business. Everybody does everything for legacy and future and all that kind of stuff. But how nice is it, in like you just mentioned, this is number 11. You've dealt with 20, 30, 40 athletes, and everybody has a different reason for wanting to get involved with you. What is it like when you do run across somebody, whether it's somebody you've already done a bobblehead, somebody you're talking to do one in the future, when they don't even ask a lot of these questions? They're like, are you kidding me? I've seen your figurines. I want one. Let's do it.
What great timing this question is, because this week is just a really great slice, all-encompassing, of what you just said. It's over now, but I was dealing with two very, very high profile pay-per-view headlining MMA fighters this week that I was dealing with. One didn't want to do it because the money wasn't enough and he wanted way more money than these bobbleheads could ever even produce, like a multiplier by maybe 10, and I'm not kidding, maybe even more, or else the deal's off the table. And this person walked away. Just walked away. And that's fine. And that's great. And I'm glad that you know, the hand is face up and this is what they want. And I tell them what I can give. And you know, we're so far apart that they walk away, and that's fine. Fighter B, almost as famous. I mean, this fighter just headlined a pay-per-view, and the fight was just absolutely amazing. Didn't even ask about the money. He loves the bobbleheads, and he's like, "This, your work is sick. The bobbleheads are just absolutely sick. I don't care. Let's start." And that's, I mean, you know, it's so refreshing to hear that, because obviously, you know, I want to make the massive mega fighters in the world, you know, the Connors, the GSPs, the Rondas, you know, all this stuff. But you know, if I'm going to have to take a second mortgage on my house to do it, I'm not going to do it. You know, it just doesn't make sense. I mean, I want to pay homage to these guys, but at the same time, I like a little bit of these guys behind me working and thinking that it's cool. So it's a great question, and that just happened this week. One said no, one said yes.
You know, it kind of falls into an acquaintance of mine. I don't want to call him a friend, an acquaintance of mine, Mike Wolf, who is from American Pickers. And I don't know if you know this story, but American Pickers, the TV show, whatever channel it's on, I think it might be the History Channel, but I'm not sure. They pitched this program, American Pickers, in the Pat Miletich gym in Bettendorf, Iowa.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's kind of crazy. But what I'm getting at is, you know, when Mike Wolf goes and does all these picks and stuff, he's very, you know, he comes out and says, you know, there needs to be something on the bone for me to make as well. You know, it doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, Randy, it's a business. At the end of the day, this bottom line, it's a business. And for I've had this idea for 4 years now. My company's been open for business for 2.5 years. I've lost plenty of money. I'm into this company for well over $150,000, and I'm not a rich guy, you know. And I have in the beginning, especially, I just have to kept feeding it, money out. And there were several times where I'm like, what the hell am I doing? I'm tapping into my retirement plan, my life savings, over this idea that I'm not sure if I'm the only one that thinks that this is a good idea, because I'm getting no's left and right from all these MMA athletes. So now when it comes time to make these athletes, it's almost like a prerequisite. You have to like the bobblehead, because I need you behind this, because I can't keep losing all this money. But yeah, at the end of the day, it's a business one. But man, I mean, you can't get a more passionate fan to get behind this business and make these bobbleheads. I mean, Randy, I'd meet these athletes sometimes, and I got to really start, you know, take deep breaths before I meet these guys, because it's like, oh my God, I'm about to go have dinner with Chuck Liddell right now. I'm, you know, home. Oh my God. You know, it's just, it's like any massive NBA fan sitting down to dinner with like LeBron James or Magic Johnson, Kareem, whatever, you know. And so, you know, yes, it's a business, but at the same time, I have such a passion for the sport. I love it.
Let me ask you this, and this is a business question. I'm just curious. Which would sell better, a older legend, an older Hall of Famer, you know, biggest name, one of the biggest names, blah, 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 or a pretty big star today, not quite Hall of Fame level, not quite, you know, I don't want to throw names out because I really have no idea who you've been talking to. But
yeah,
you know,
I get it. No, and I'm going to give you a clear and concise answer to that, Randy, and it's the athlete who helps me push the product, period. It's the athlete that will get on Instagram and post it. It's the athlete that will mention it every once in a while. And that's the only way we can, because I'm little Dave Manley from San Diego. I got 20,000 followers on Instagram, 1,000 followers on Twitter. I'm nobody. I'm a flea, a grain of sand. These guys have, you know, millions of followers. So I can push all day long to my 20,000 followers on Instagram, which half are probably our bots anyway, and that won't do a thing compared to someone who's got 1.5 million followers. So old, new, whatever, if you can give me a little push, that goes a long, long way.
So Dave, at the top of the program, Randy and I are talking about with celebrities that, you know, you think you know about them through their career and through the publicity. Like, who's been your biggest surprise, either positive or negatively, once you got to meet them in real life?
Oh man, you know, every guy has their own, you know, it's funny that you ask that, Naked Pizza Man, because you see these guys and you get to see what the UFC wants you to see for the most part, right? For the marketing promotion, all that. And you get to know that person and that personality. But what you don't know is how hilarious Brian Ortega is. He is such a funny dude. I mean, and he knows every word to every single song. You know, his old trainer, James Lurson, had a library of CDs in the garage. I mean, from ceiling to the floor of CDs all across the decades of music, generations of music. And Brian, just like a sponge, and he would just know every single song, and he would dance to them and stuff. It's like, man, this guy's got a great personality. I had no idea that this dude was so funny, you know, with his impersonations and his dance moves, and he's just a funny dude. And so that's probably like the biggest surprise. You know, you see these guys are so tough on TV and they're knocking dudes out, but you don't realize that, you know, they got, you know, three kids and a wife, and they've been married for 15 years, and they love, you know, different hobbies besides fighting, and that's really cool to see behind the scenes.
And that's kind of what I said to you, you know, when you asked me the question, that, you know, people only get to know what the media wants you to know or what the organization wants you to know. They don't really know the personality. You think you know, but you really don't know until you have that opportunity to actually meet somebody. And, you know, we were talking about, you know, surprises and all that kind of stuff. Let's talk about your Instagram post. And obviously you're not making any announcement. That's going to be on your Instagram on Friday. But you put up four different pictures of the next bobblehead will be one of these. And I'm curious, because I've already forgotten who the four are.
Yeah, I decided, because everyone's always asking me for a hint, Randy. Yeah, a hint, give me a hint. What weight? You know, when did they fight? Are they active? So I thought, you know what? I'm just going to put four pictures up, and one of them's going to be the one, and one of them's going to be the post. So I put a picture up of Israel Adesanya against Anderson Silva when he's doing that classic, like, karate pose at UFC 234. I put Robbie Lawler's split lip when he fought Rory for the second time at 189. I put Derek Lewis up when he was banging his chest. I think he beat Alexander Volkanovski on that big card with Conor McGregor. And then I put, obviously, the classic Nate Diaz pose when he's looking into the camera, flexing, and his face is full of blood after he beat Conor McGregor in 196. So it's going to be one of those guys and that pose. So, there's a good hint right there.
Has there been, and we're going to do some giveaways, or a giveaway, and we're going to do it in a week or two from after your announcement of one of those four. But what I'm curious is, obviously you have the biggest say. You own the company. Let's say that there's two iconic poses of whoever this one fighter is. How do you determine if you like one and said fighter likes another?
Well, in this particular foursome, I don't know if there's a more iconic photo of these particular guys. You know, these poses are just straight. I mean, you know, the Nate, the bloody lip Robbie, I mean, you can't get more iconic than that. But that's a great question, because the, you know, for example, the latest fighter I'm working with right now, we're in the infancy stage of the neck of the bobblehead, and we are in disagreement on the pose. And this is not the first time where, you know, said fighter says, I love this pose, can we do this pose? And I say, you know, we got to think about, you know, the lean and the logistics of, you know, the shipping and the breakage and all that stuff when it comes to actually making a figurine bobblehead like this. It's not just that pose is really cool. Like, you know, for example, someone messaged me, hey, you got to make Thug Nasty Bryce Mitchell in Twister. Yeah. And you know, I'm thinking, man, that wouldn't look good on a bobblehead. I mean, first of all, you need an opponent to really show that he's doing the twister, and then him on the ground on the base of the bobblehead wouldn't look good. So that's the kind of, you know, back and forth. That's kind of an extreme example. But, you know, if a fighter wants something where they're flying, kind of flying in the air, or just something would barely be touching the ground, it just wouldn't work for me because of the logistics and the breakage rate of the shipping.
How about, and again, I'm just thinking this as you and I are talking, you know, I'll call you later tonight and we'll have our own personal interview. How about like an ad? You know, back in the day, so many of these guys got to, you know, sell their own sponsorship and whatever. What if they wanted a particular, they wanted Tap Out just to remember Charles and Scrape and Dan? How does that work?
Yeah, and I'm all about that. And I offer that if they do have a long-standing sponsor, and the sponsor, say for like a legend fighter, where say a Tap Out would be on this person's shorts, and you just knew this. Like, let me think of an example. Vitor Belfort, back in the day, he had the eyeballs. What was the eyeballs? What brand was that?
The Bad Boy.
Bad Boy? Yeah. Bad Boy or whatever. You just know that's just a kind of an iconic brand. Or you know what? Here, let me just tell you this. Chuck Liddell, where it said Iceman.tv on his shorts. So, you know, I'll approach him on that. And they may not have the rights to that. The company may not want that. So there is logistics and legal involved. So I do have to get permission from the company. And, you know, you're always surprised, Randy, when, you know, you want to put an ad on the shorts because it goes hand in hand with that athlete. and the company doesn't want to do it. And I don't press, you know, it's like, it's no big deal to me. I can do it and I can make it look really cool. But if you don't want it, it's all good. I'm not, the last thing I need to do is go, you know, head to head with Tap Out in a legal battle because I made 1,000 bobbleheads, you know, with no permission to put the logo on.
I only have a minute left, and since we mentioned Tap Out, we talked about it in 15 seconds. Any thoughts yet? And if not, let's think about, how about a Charles Mask figurine?
Legendary.
Have you thought about that yet?
That would be fun to make. That'd be really fun to make, and you can get really creative with the painting and the costuming and the hat with the accessory and all that stuff. Yeah, no, I haven't thought about that, but that would be something really fun to make.
Awesome. We are out of time. Dave, one more time, how do people tune in on Friday to get the info?
You go to Instagram, MMA Bobblehead, and that's all my social media, Facebook, Twitter, but I do most of my stuff on Instagram, Randy. I take you behind the scenes. I show you all kinds of stuff that I'm working on. I'm going live with the announcement about noon on Friday on Instagram, and my website is MMABobblehead.com. It makes for a great gift, and you know, you'd be supporting small business like myself, especially coming out of COVID.
There you have it. Dave, thank you very much. I'll give you a holler later. We are out of time.
Wow.
Hit me up on Twitter, at Knockout Radio.
At Naked Pizza Man 1.
See everybody next week.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there, listen, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, face demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.
Stimulus deal.